It's time to talk motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. Today we're talking about safety ratings, and I would have thought it would be just as important to know if a car has hit 5 stars as much as if it's hit 0 stars, and a vehicle has managed that.
Yes, ANCAP, the Australian testing regime, which links with others around the world, has just tested the Mitsubishi Express and given it a 0 rating. Now, the important point that we've got to clarify here is that its rating is usually 0 to 5 stars. So we've heard often the 5-star rating. But what ANCAP has done is that it keeps increasing the requirements to reach various levels. So a 5-star rating vehicle now has reached higher expectations than a 5-star rating a few years ago. And that's the important message we've got to come out here. If you go to buy a car and they say, oh, well, it's got a 5-star rating, the next question you should ask is when, what year was that rating at?
Oh, yeah.
And if it was 3 or 4 years ago, then that's not necessarily, it's highly unlikely that the car reaches anywhere near the, well, near the standards of a 5-star rating now. Now, the Mitsubishi is an old-style van. It's been around since 2015. That's six years nearly. So the point about that is that it got 3 stars back then, which isn't great. But in the modern world, that is 0 stars in the latest rating figures. Now, the point there is that they are trying to be as consistent as possible, but the real message is, if you've got a star rating, what year was it done?
Look, I'm sure that is all relevant, but if you go to buy a second-hand vehicle, I don't know if that's necessarily a question that you're going to be asking. You're going to just ask the standards. Does it have the airbags? Does it have seatbelts? Does it have a bumper? Well, that seems pretty safe to me, and I'm not necessarily going to ask about its 5-star rating from when it first came out to what it is today.
Someone might use in the second-hand market to say, oh, mate, you know, it's got a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but you should perhaps use it if you're looking at a number of second-hand cars in a similar year, but you should also be very careful if you're thinking about a second-hand car, not too old, or a new car, then the 5-star rating, or 4 or 3, is quite different.
Yeah, it really does seem to be part of a marketing exercise for new cars more than anything else to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question, but it can be used in a number of circumstances. But you're quite right. But I think it's now a requirement, I believe, that if they put up that it's got a 5-star rating, they've got the year, they've got to put the year probably in brackets after it.
Yep.
And again, the message that comes out of this, the general message, is don't just look at the number of stars, look at when it was tested. It was always going to be a problem when ANCAP decided to keep 5 stars, but, you know, unsurprisingly, keep raising the bar as to what should do. And to get 5 stars now, you've got to have, for example, automatic emergency braking. Well, you know, quite a few cars didn't have that, and yet, you know, would have got 5-star ratings without it a few years ago. It's just consumer beware to be attuned to what those star rating messages really mean. And they're a great idea because they've pushed the industry to really make sure that it does get, you know, as much as possible, the safety features, particularly if they're selling to the commercial market. Quite a number of the mines and general on-road companies that have, you know, have their vans and cars on road almost have an obligation, perhaps even, you know, they might be held legally in a difficult situation if they haven't bought the highest rating car.
Well, I know our rating jumps up to 5 stars whenever David Brown joins us, and he will next Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thank you.